Meet Reed Lance Rosenthal, rancher, number one best-selling award-winning author, and unabashedly, unapologetically, on the right side of the outstanding issues of our generation. But don't try to fence him in. Sometimes his positions will surprise you, because Reed is definitely his own man, with his own opinions. You might love him, you might hate him, but you won't be able to stop listening. Step over to the right side with Reed.
Happy Saturday, folks. This is Reed Lance Rosenthal on the Right Side Radio. Actually, I'm broadcasting to you today from Southeast Idaho, Blackfoot, Idaho. Going to be signing, thanks for the invitation, you great Idaho folks. My fourth year, I believe, or third. Signing books at the Southeast Idaho State Fair. And they have me in the Merchants Pavilion. Great little spot. And this has been a very, very busy book signing for us in the past. Hoping to see a lot of my friends down there, you readers, and folks who want to start the series. Can't wait to see you. So, that's the good news. We have lots to cover today. I have a very short time to do it. And we're going to be covering, number one, what's happening with Trumpster and the pillory. Some interesting little developments there, poll-wise and otherwise. Number two, we're gonna be taking a look at what the Southern Command of our own armed forces, completely contrary, of course, to what the White House claims and what Kerry, pathetic wimp of a Secretary of State that he is, claims. What's happening with infiltrations by Sunni extremists on our southern borders. This is facts, figures, and this is from the Southern Command. This isn't, you know, some out in the blogosphere, right or left wing site. This is our military. Then I'm going to tell you a little bit about what Kerry, our buddy Kerry, pathetic Kerry, he's a sop, you know, just a S-O-P. That's not an S-O-B. He might be that too, but he's a sop for sure. I'm going to tell you what he said about what you should know about terrorism. You're going to really like it. I'm sure you'll agree. And we're going to talk a little bit about North Korea, very briefly. All you need to know is the threat of North Korea grows daily. Obama does nothing. That could be the headline. Because Obama doesn't care. And then I'm going to tell you what I think might be the top 10 surprises in October, which will affect the election. So, without further ado, here from Southeast Idaho, here we go. Number one, I think that, I really think Trump's going to win this election. Now, there's a lot of things that could go wrong with that assumption. So I'm going to put a few caveats in here. Number one, he has to keep his foot out of his mouth. He has to stick with what he's doing now. My personal opinion is he needs to come up with a better plan on the 11, 12, 13, who knows how many million illegal aliens are here who have contributed to society, don't have a criminal record, have developed roots, have assimilated into United States culture, United States mores, etc. And I think if he does, he's going to add 4, 5, 6 percentage points to his poll numbers, which, segueing right into the next subject, have jumped dramatically in the last 2 weeks. I mean, all Trump has to do is appear presidential, deliver good speeches, keep the fire, which is his brand, but not direct that fire at anybody but the current administration and Hillary, who, of course, is part of the current administration, both in terms of corruption and in terms of acts and lack of acts. Along those lines, I guess this would probably be good. I'm going to switch the order around just a little bit. I think you're going to see some surprises in October. I do. And here are some of the surprises you might see. You might think about. Some of them will affect you as well as the election. First of all, North Korea. This kind of kills two segments at once. I love doing that, folks. So North Korea just had their first successful nuclear missile delivery system launch from one of its submarines. Does it have a lot of submarines? No, I believe it has three or four. But it can certainly get more. The point of this is that it has perfected a delivery system which it can now sell to Iran or any other state or non-state actor or sponsor of terrorism or enemy of the United States, and there's many of them. And, of course, Iran has plenty of money because, let's say they got paid $1.7 billion ransom for our four Americans. That's finally been disclosed and admitted after they tried to lie to us again. And Iran has $150 billion of other assets that Obama released it. So, you know, Iran doesn't have to do a lot of development of nuclear weapons or missile systems. They can just buy it, can't they? And that's exactly what they're doing. I'm going to talk about this next week. Because this whole red herring that the administration has put up that, you know, they can't get a bomb for 15 years. It's against the agreement, as if Iran cares about the agreement. And then originally they were a year from a bomb. Now we found other documents that have been signed, which releases them on certain aspects of weapon development. So they're only 6 months from getting a bomb. You know, I'm sure they want their own bomb because everybody wants their own bomb. I mean, you know, you ain't part of the in crowd in the international bandit circle unless you got your bomb. But they don't need to do anything. They just buy it. We gave them the money, and North Korea has technology, which Bill Clinton, by the way, allowed them to develop. Bill Clinton. You want to elect another Clinton to the White House? Who's going to have the bomb next? Nigeria? Kenya? Who knows who? I guess anybody who pays Hillary's foundation will have the bomb. So, something's going to happen with North Korea in October. Another missile launch, some provocation, something. Maybe just prior to the election. Wait and see. Terrorism. I think the chances of a significant, hopefully not a major, a significant terror attack, probably in the United States within our borders, is pretty large. We got September 11th coming up, and we have the elections coming up, and ISIS and its fellow radical Islam extremist nut jobs are going to do everything they can to draw attention to themselves and disrupt things. Number three, an economic surprise. You know, right now, consumers are spending a lot of money, foolishly, in my opinion, but they are. However, the jobs report for this last month, which absolutely will be downward adjusted and absolutely was wrong and absolutely included 70% part-time jobs, was only 150,000. We need about 300,000 jobs a month just to break even with population growth, never mind start absorbing some of the 95 million Americans who have dropped out of the labor force. Something's going to happen on the economic side. It could be precipitated by the Brexit vote, the lingering effects of England getting out of the EU. It could be precipitated by something happening with the Japanese economy because they are ever more so on the ropes. But there will be, I believe, an October surprise, economic surprise. Gary Johnson. You know, Gary Johnson has about 9%, depends on which poll you look at. Some have him at 11, some at 8, but about 9% on the average of polls of the votes in the United States. That's huge. Jill Stein, by the way, the Green Party, who's very well-spoken, smart woman, I don't agree with her on anything, she's left of Bernie and Hillary put together. She's left of Obama. And she has about 4%. That's a 3% rise for her just in the last 2 weeks, and a several percent rise for Gary. I'm sure that some votes are going to Gary from the Republican ranks, you know, never Trumpers. I'm going to talk about them in just a minute. But all the votes to Jill are going from the Democratic side. I mean, 99.99%. So in one way, I'd love to see Jill Stein surge because, I mean, Hillary sinks. And that's one of the reasons the press is not covering her, of course, because they want Hillary elected. Now, the October surprise might be that in some way, shape, or form, they look at the combination of these two independent candidates, and because they total 15%, somehow one or both of them get on the debate stage. That would be a big surprise, and it would definitely alter the election. Number two, I think you'll see more votes going to Gary Johnson, and I think Jill will pick up steam. I think that will undercut Hillary. And remember that Gary Johnson, well, I don't think much of him, although he would be better than Hillary, but he has no chance of being elected. In fact, I listened to an interview of his the other day, and his path to the White House is that he's able to split the vote enough so that the Electoral College is tied. Nobody gets the 270 electoral votes, which is what you need to be president. And magically, the House of Representatives, who would then decide under the Constitution who the president is, the House of Representatives elect him. You know, I don't think so. I think a lot of his votes, by the way, are coming from Hillary's ranks, because he is all about legalizing marijuana and certain other drugs nationwide, and that generally appeals to the millennials. But who knows? And the media ain't saying if they know. And the media don't know much. And what they do know, they hide from us. Obamacare. You know, the new rates for Obamacare are going to be coming out like days before the election, right at the end of October-ish. And they are going to have huge jumps. As you know, Blue Cross has pulled out of many markets. Aetna recently pulled out of many markets. There's now certain areas of certain states where there is no insurer that will insure, which means you can't get Obamacare. So Obamacare is in a death spiral. I mean, I talked about this 3 years ago. You can go back and type it into the search bar. Just type in Obamacare. I did 5 or 6 shows on this. I had interviews with some of the proponents, White House proponents of Obamacare, and interviews with folks who were adamantly opposed to Obamacare experts, which this little old hayseed is not. But there's a wealth of information on this radio, on my radio website here, and some great interviews that you might want to listen to, because I forecast what's happening now 3 years ago. And it wasn't just me. There was a lot of people. And it's happening. And what that's going to do to the election, I don't know, but it's not good for Hillary. It is good for Trump, who wants to repeal and replace Obamacare. Medical records. All right. Hillary definitely has medical problems. I mean, more and more is coming out. These are not right-wing nut job websites. One of Obama's doctors himself said that she needs a thorough neurological exam. It comes to light that in the documents released by the FBI to Congress of their interview with her on her emails, that she was, you can tell kind of by the wording even, that she was hazy and trying to recall certain things. She has admitted that she couldn't recall top-level security briefings in the months after she had her concussion approximately a year ago. There's something going on with Hillary's medical stuff, which is why they don't want to release the records. And if you put all these dots together, that could add up to a big October surprise. Along those lines, the release of Trump's tax returns might come up to an October surprise. You know, if those tax returns are not great, if they show that he has misstated his net worth, or they show, you know, anything that the Democrats can glob onto and gain traction on, that could also have an impact on the election. Sex. Of course, sex impacts everything. And we find out now, and we're going to find out more, I guarantee you, over the next 30 days into October, that Bill Clinton's been at it again. And that's all I'm going to say, because there's so many rumors swirling around about Bill Clinton right now, who, by the way, is, and I quote, a self-admitted sex addict, unquote. That could also affect women, etc. Along those lines, more revelations about Hillary's top aide, Uda baby, and Hillary's trip to Saudi Arabia with Uda's mother, Uda being in favor of Sharia, writing for a extreme pro-Sharia periodical. Editor-in-chief is her mother, and ties to the Muslim Brotherhood. This is who Hillary Clinton's closest advisor is. I believe that is going to play into the election. Okay, Julian Assange, you know, creepy as he is, he's going to be releasing some stuff. I don't think this stuff is going to be good for Hillary, and who knows what it might contain. Interestingly enough, the press, the pro-Hillary press, has even picked up on this foundation stuff. You know, those left-wing press nuts, they really don't like the fact Hillary's getting paid to do stuff by other people. They don't like that money influence. It affronts their leftist sensibilities. And it affronts our rightist sensibilities, too, does it not? Because it is criminal. So these are the surprises you might look for. There might be a weather surprise. You remember Katrina there in 2012. There may be, you know, some big storm. There's already been several big ones in the south that rolled in the last few days. That may affect the election also. Keep your eyes on the surprises, folks. This election has a long way to go. There's going to be lots of stuff going on. It's going to be up and down. I am confident if Trump can keep his foot out of his mouth that he can win it. Now, our buddy Sop John Kerry, our pathetic Secretary of State, actually gave a speech, and I'm making this up, and he was berating the press for talking about terrorism, for bringing the American people news on terrorist events or terrorism. In fact, his exact words were, quote, "Remember this, no country is immune from terrorism. It's easy to terrorize, but the press could do us a service by not covering terrorism quite as much." Oh, really? In other words, I mean, this is typical of this administration. They either don't tell you, or if they tell you, they lie to you. I think we have every right to know, and in fact, the safety of each of us and our families and our country is at risk. And the more knowledge you have, the better prepared you can be, and perhaps the better able to avoid the mess you can be. And that segues right into the Southern Command. Yes, the Southern Command, Sunni extremists in the southern border. First of all sorts of things are coming to light about immigration. Soros, you know, George Soros, multi-leftist, 85-year-old, curmudgeon, billionaire, power-hungry creep. Soros, we come to find out with this hack, has been shipping all sorts of money to pro-no-border groups, La Raza, and zillions of others around the world. His money has been promoting the instigation and the increase and the movement of Mideastern refugees into Europe. His money has been promoting through various nefarious sources, including, by the way, Hillary's foundation and Hillary's campaign and Obama's campaign. By the way, Soros visited the White House 83 times. In the last 4 years. Now, you don't think there's collusion going on? You don't think Soros is giving to Barry's favorite, should we say, borderless charities? Oh, yeah. You bet. Anyway, Soros wants no borders. Period. Now, we come to find out, and we've been told that the southern border, you know, they try and spin it all sorts of ways. The bottom line is the southern border is basically open right now. It's open for business. You want to cross it, you cross it, you'll be in. Excuse me. The southern command of our military says that basically people from the Mideast, including Sunni extremists, are crossing the border, quote, with ease. They are using a J-2 intelligence is the Southern Command's intelligence arm. And J-2 intelligence reported, quote, special interest aliens are working with a known alien smuggling network in Latin America to reach the United States. Lisa Garcia, she's a Southcom and J-2 spokeswoman, would not talk about the intelligence report directly. She did say security, Sunni extremist terrorism and its infiltration in the United States through the southern border was, quote, a security concern, quote, networks that specialize in smuggling individuals from regions of terrorist concern, mainly from Afghanistan, Pakistan region, the Middle East, and East Africa, are indeed a concern for the southern and other interagency security partners who support our country's national security. This was reported by the Washington Free Beacon. Quote, there are major hubs that serve as entry points into the region for migrants from those areas of concern attempting to enter the U.S. along our border with Mexico. In 2015, we saw a total of 331,000 migrants enter the southwestern border between the U.S. and Mexico. Of that, we estimate more than 30,000 folks. You know, Obama's saying there might be one or two. 30,000 of those were from countries of terrorist concern. Anyway, the Southcom intelligence report, the article was posted, I believe, under terror this week. Basically, it says the threat of Islamist terror is not theoretical anymore. Quote, this makes the case for Trump's wall, said one American security official of the Southcom report. These guys are doing whatever they want to get in the country. So there are 34 nations that are described as terror nations of concern in the Middle East, Africa, Southwest Asia, Central Asia, and East Asia, Afghanistan, Iran, Kuwait, Iraq, Lebanon, Syria, Eritrea, Libya, Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, Indonesia, Malaysia, to name a few. And these 30,000, as you dig into this report, are where these people are coming from. Quote, by the way, Hezbollah has also been more and more involved in kind of transnational crime and terror over the past several years. And, of course, they're getting funded by Iran, who just got funded by Obama. You see how all these dots connect to your detriment? It's really disgusting. Quote, Hezbollah's current goals appear to be focused on accruing resources rather than conducting offensive operations. However, the group's growing capabilities are still a clear threat to regional U.S. interests. Iran's involvement in Latin America is also increasing, and Hezbollah will likely be able to use these budding political and economic ties as cover for its operations. And then they go on to talk about special smuggling rings that are being set up by the cartels because they can make a hell of a lot of money. Remember, all these state sponsors of terrorism have billions and billions of dollars now thanks to Barry Baby, which eventually, I guess, will partially funnel back to the drug cartels in Mexico. It's just friggin' unbelievable. They are gearing up special smuggling rings to try and smuggle terrorists into the United States. It's like, you know, the terrorist coyote group, if you will. Well, anyway, the Washington Times, by the way, reported in June, although it was buried, quote, an international alien smuggling network centered in Brazil helped sneak illegal immigrants from Middle Eastern states to the United States, including an Afghan linked to a terror plot in North America. Lovely. This is just terrific. Director of Intelligence, Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper. He testified at a Senate hearing, by the way, to remind you, in February, that Islamic State terrorists would try to infiltrate the United States posing as immigrants. Quote, that's one technique they're using and taking advantage of the torrent of migrants to insert operatives into that flow. As well, they also have available to them and are pretty skilled at phony passports so they can travel ostensibly as legitimate travelers as well. Sure, come in on a visa and then the visa expires and Obama doesn't kick them out, and then you have like the two guys in the 9/11 attacks. It's just terrific. Here's the last thing I want to talk about. I want to address you Never Trumpers out there. I know there's some of you who listen to my show. I want to address you folks who are on the fence. And I even want to address you folks who are leaning toward Hillary just because she's a woman. I mean, I just don't understand how you can vote for an obvious crook, an obvious pathological liar, a person who has subverted the interests of the United States, the security of the United States, and yes, maybe your life and the life of your kids and hubby or wife or family, subverted your security, whether you live or die, whether you're maimed for life, to making money for herself? Really? You know, if you vote for her, you get what you deserve. And what you're going to get is a completely transformed America. She will finish the job that Obama started. I'm going to give you one example of this. There was a ammunition ban that was proposed about a year ago on 5.52 ammo. You know, this is pretty standard ammo. And the Obama administration kind of made up out of their butts that it was armor-piercing and that it should be taken out. Listen, the 5.52 goes into a lot of military semi-automatic rifles or semi-automatic rifles. And wiping out or making it very difficult to obtain that type of ammunition would put a lot of weapons out of use. This week, the ATF tried to impose a rule. They were beaten back by Congress and a huge public outroar that would not allow ammunition manufacturers to store the basic ingredient in gunpowder. You know, the stuff that goes boom and ignites the gunpowder and propels the bullet down the barrel of the pistol or the rifle. Now, without this ingredient, if they couldn't store it, or they had to spend umpteen millions to try and store it based on these out-of-their-butt regulations that ATF came up with, basically, you would not have been able to buy ammunition in the United States. There would be none, or the price would be prohibitive. As everybody knows who shoots, a box of ammo has basically doubled, if not more, in the last 4 or 5 years with all the nonsense from this administration, the illegal executive orders. We're not talking about doubling, folks. We're talking about quintupling or sextupling the price of a box of ammo. How'd you spend $150 for 20 rifle bullets, even for your bolt-action rifle? Yeah, you bet. Or $200 for a box of 45 or 9mm ammo for your pistol. You see, the progressives want you disarmed so they can continue with their progressive agenda. You know, it has nothing to do with crime. It has nothing to do with anything. You know, when they talk about, if it just saves one life. If you run to somebody like that, why don't you look them in the eye and say, what about the 500,000 people that Barry and Hillary have killed themselves? They might as well have held the rifle themselves, dropped the bombs themselves, have killed in the Middle East, or the hundreds of Americans who have died in terror attacks here because of them and their policies, and they don't care. So the ATF, after this hue and cry, withdrew this new regulation. That all happened within the space of a week. But let me tell you, they were testing the waters. And if Hillary gets in with a few more judicial appointments, which I'm going to talk about right now, the left will control the judiciary at the United States District Court level, at the United States Appellate Court level, and the United States Supreme Court level. She will be able to do any directive she wants, such as institute this ATF ban on ammunition, which is really what it is, or ammunition components. And there's not a thing you're going to be able to do about it, folks, except take up arms. You know, the founders were pretty clever. Anyway, about a year ago, when this 5.52, the specific ban on specific ammunition, was put in place, there was a hue and a cry, and lawsuits started. Now, I want you to know that that ban was just upheld by a federal court. I think it's totally illegal. The judges were liberal Obama appointees. And to put this in perspective for you, when Obama took office, since he took office, he has appointed 329 United States District Court judges. 329. District Court judges are now more liberal. In other words, it's like 55-56%. And by liberal, you know, every judge is different. Every judge has their own thing. But judges that were appointed by Democratic presidents, that would be Clinton and Obama, are now 56% of the United States District Court bench. Even more scary, the United States Appeals Court. So there are 13 appeals courts districts, including the most powerful, the D.C. Appeals Court. When Obama took office, four of those appeals courts had more judges on their appellate panel appointed by Democrats than Republicans. Now it's nine. Nine of the 13 districts lean left, including the D.C. Appeals Court, the most powerful. And the Supreme Court, with Scalia's murder. No, it wasn't his death. It was his murder. If you don't believe it, listen to my show. I did an in-depth show, probably one of the most in-depth in media. Just type in Scalia or Scalia death, and it will come up. And if you don't see the same dots I do, particularly now that Obama is in his last 6 months, and the only person who could stand in his way was Scalia, literally the only person in the United States who could stop him was Scalia. And he's coming off the wall with all sorts of executive orders and directives, illegal directives by his agencies, the EPA, the ATF, like we just talked about, et cetera, et cetera. There are no coincidences, folks. Zero. None. None at all. So we have had a huge shift in Obama's 8 years in our judiciary. Now, can you imagine Hillary Clinton getting in and finishing the job? What if 12 or 13 of our 13 appellate districts were left-leaning? What if the vote for the left on the Supreme Court was 5-4 or 6-3. What if your local, not local, but your United States District Court judge leaned left? Do you realize that there would be, the founders intended checks and balances. The judiciary was a check on both the legislative and the executive branch. This judiciary that we have going now, folks, that Hillary will finish off, because, by the way, not necessarily because of her ideology, although certainly that will play a role, but because think of all the things she can do to make herself money, and the courts won't check her. All she has to come up with is with some social reason, and she can make a little money, and people can contribute to the foundation, and she could do an executive order. That's a scary thought. So you never Trumpers, you folks who think you want to vote for Hillary, and you folks who are on the fence, if nothing else, you think about what I just told you, the United States judiciary. Now, you may lean left and you may lean right, but I think we can all agree that at the very least, we'd like a balanced judiciary to act in a in its constitutional function as a check on the other branches of government, executive and legislative, running amok. This affects your lives, folks. It affects your family, your pocketbook, your security, and your safety. I give it serious thought. This is Reed Lance Rosenthal on the Right Side Radio, and it is Saturday, September 3rd. You have a great Labor Day weekend, everybody. Hope to see all my friends in Southeast Idaho, and everybody have a hot dog and a burger and a beer or whatever you do. Go fishing, enjoy the family, and give some thought to the upcoming election.
Please remember, if you've missed any shows, just click on Show Archive and you'll find all of his shows. We look forward to seeing you here again next week for another episode of Reed Lance Rosenthal on the Right Side.